Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to another half hour of lovely music and stimulating ideas. This particular programme is entitled Holy Ambition. Not two words which normally go together, you might think, but hang in there and I can explain what I mean. Indeed, it's my holy ambition to inspire you to become a person full of holy ambition. This programme was prompted by a tennis match which I watched recently. I was watching Rafael Nadal win the French Open Tennis Grand Slam tournament at Roland Garros in Paris. It was the 11th time he'd won it in 13 years, between 2005 and 18. To win 11 times at the same venue is a new world record. He played through the pain barrier. He has tremendous courage, willpower, determination and drive. However, off court, he's such a nice guy, a quiet, gentle gentleman. On court, he's fiercely focused and driven towards tennis stardom, greatness and legendary status. In winning the French Open, he took his career winnings to over $1,000,000,000. That's $1 billion. That's just the prize money, not counting income from advertising, media appearances and investments. Rafael Nadal does all this for tennis and achieves all this with his tennis. He's great at batting a ball. There are few greater at it. But what about us doing all this for life, for living for others and for living for God? What about being a champion liver for Jesus and with Jesus? Let's all aspire to be champions at the game of life in our daily living. So here's a medley of songs all about being champions at the art of living. You are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we explore the subject of holy ambition. So how ambitious are you? And is your ambition vice or virtue? Is it holy ambition? Some people were visiting New York's famous Empire State Building. They got inside the lift at the ground floor and went up to the 10th floor. They got off, went over to the window and looked out. They were very impressed by the view from so high up, and they turned round, got back into the lift and went back down, fully satisfied with their experience of a skyscraper. They didn't seem to realise that they could have gone up as high as 59 floors. The experience could have been so much more. They were happy with second best. Many people lack ambition and are satisfied with much less than the best. My first secondary school was Fraserburgh Academy. The football team entered the Fraserburgh and District League, and they were the champions. My second secondary school was DL High School in Motherwell. Its football team entered the Scottish League and were the Scottish school's champions. Fraserburgh never even thought of entering. You have to admire the ambition of the Roman Catholic parents who called their wee baby Ignatius because they'd hoped that he would become Pope one day. I knew a man called Donald Meek, who was born in the Western Isles. As a boy, he watched the Caledonian McBrayne ferries, and his great ambition was to be the captain of a Caledonian McBrayne ferry. Later in life, he expanded his ambition, and he became the professor of Gaelic in Glasgow University. Jonah Barrington was taught how to play squash by his big brother. Unfortunately, no matter how quickly he learned, and no matter how he tried, he couldn't beat his big brother. He got so frustrated, he resolved to become the world squash champion in Shoreham. And he did, several times over. I know how he feels. My dad taught me how to play snooker, but he's very competitive, and he always does enough to beat me. He's 87 now, and he still beats me. But I live in hope. What keeps me plugging away is the ambition to be the best snooker player I can be. Ultimately, I'm not competing with my dad. I'm just trying to improve my own performance, and if I do that, then one day I may get the spin-off that I win a frame for once. The most successful coach ever in American football never spoke to his players about winning. He just said to them, "Keep on improving, little by little, and then someday you will get the rewards from that. Someday you will become the best in the world." Tony Robbins, the great life coach guru, often speaks about C-A-N-E-I, CANI, continuous and never-ending improvement. I practice that a lot. I'm not competing with anyone else, just myself. I don't set impossibly high standards and goals. I just try to improve little by little, day by day, and watch to see where that gets me. Here's a song by John Denver about holy ambition, about the good kind of ambition, to be the best that we can be.
There are children raised in sorrow on a scorched and barren plain. There are children raised beneath the golden sun. There are children of the water, children of the sand, and they cry out through the universe, their voices raised as one. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. Have you gazed out on the ocean, seen the breaching of a whale? Have you watched the dolphins frolic in the foam? Have you heard the song the humpback hears 500 miles away, telling tales of ancient history, of passages and home? I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. For the worker and the warrior, the lover and the liar, for the native and the wanderer in kind, for the maker and the user, and the mother and her son. I am looking for my family, and all of you are mine. We are standing all together, face to face and arm in arm. We are standing on the threshold of a dream. No more hunger, no more killing, no more wasting life away. It is simply an idea, and I know its time has come. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give. I want to be, I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give. I want to be, I want to live.
Ambition can be both holy and unholy, a virtue and a vice. No one likes aggressive, raw ambition, people who are social climbers, people who will ride roughshod over colleagues at work to get promotion, people who flaunt themselves and boast to get popularity, or people who strive to mix in the right circles, people who would sell their souls for money, power or status. We prefer even false modesty. Muhammad Ali broke the social norms by declaring, "I am the greatest," even before he became world champion. We admire folk who get on in life, but we hate cabinet ministers all seeming to come from Eton School and lives of privilege. We're more comfortable with ambitions for others rather than ambitions for ourselves. You're allowed to be ambitious for your family, but we prefer you to keep your private personal ambitions to yourself. We don't like naked ambition, but nor do we like a lack of it either. We have very little time for people whose attitude is, "Mañana is time enough, anything will do, second best is okay, and we're content to be amateurs." Parents try to get the balance between being disinterested in their children's schoolwork and being over-pushy parents, breathing down their necks, causing them undue stress over their exams. Here's a wonderful example of good, holy ambition from the Proclaimers. This is the heartfelt desire to be the best I can be in my relationships with others, as a partner, a parent, a citizen, a disciple, or whatever.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
An unholy, raw, aggressive ambition, people are often perceived as obstacles in my way. But in healthy, holy ambition, people are often a positive help and influence. Many a hooligan has settled down and become a better person through the influence of a good boyfriend or girlfriend. Many a success story has behind it the influence of a parent, teacher, Sunday school teacher, youth leader, best friend or whatever. We can all have the privilege and the joy of helping each other to be the best that we can be. We can each be the wind beneath each other's wings. We can each be a bridge over troubled waters. We can each raise each other up. Now there's a few cues for our next song, but no, I'm going to go for another one which highlights how we can do all this consciously or even unconsciously, like Alfie Bo's daughter in this song.
In my daughter's eyes, I am a hero. I am strong and wise, and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see. She was sent to rescue me. I see who I want to be. I can see the future, a reflection of who I am and what will be. Though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family. When I'm gone, I hope you see how happy she made me.
His daughter has no idea of how much she is influencing her dad to be the best dad he possibly can be. People say that when they met Nelson Mandela, the South African prisoner for 27 years who came out of prison to be the first democratically elected black president of South Africa, that when you spoke with him one-to-one, he gave you his full and undivided attention. He made you feel the most important person in the world. And above all, he left you feeling the burning ambition to be as good as he obviously thought you were. Think about that. When we speak to people, they pick up something of what we think about them. Some people leave us feeling small, insignificant, dirty even. While people like Nelson Mandela leave you wanting to be as good as the person he was addressing when he spoke to you. Jesus had a chat with a man called Zacchaeus, and it turned out to be a life-changing encounter. He began the afternoon as an obnoxious, greedy, money-grabbing gangster. But after Jesus spoke to him, he raised the bar of his ambition. It was no longer his unholy ambition to be the richest man in the biggest house with everybody afraid of him. Now his holy ambition was to be the most generous, kind and loving benefactor of others, at peace with himself, the world, and with his God. He wanted to be the man that Jesus thought he could be. Don't we all? Here's Alistair MacDonald.
Now Zacchaeus was a dirty wee man, aye, a dirty wee man was he. And he climbed into a sycamore tree, for he wanted the Lord to see. And as Lord Jesus passed that way, he looked into the tree. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down from there, for I'm going to your house for tea. Now Zacchaeus was a changed wee man when he came down from that tree. So never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. I never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. Now when wee Zacchaeus come down for the tree, just as happy as a bloke could be. He gave good money to the poor, saying I'm a better man, you'll see. Cause I robbed the folk and it made me rich, but I'm finished with hypocrisy. I was ever brash for collecting cash, but the Lord has set me free. So never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there to set us free. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. I'll never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. Aye, if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me.
So we all want to be the best we can be, don't we? Surely that is holy ambition. Three ambitions come together. To be the best that we can be, to be the best that we can be in our relationships with other people, and to be the best that we can be in our relationship with God. They go together as a trinity. We can't have one without the other. We cannot be honest just some of the time. We're either honest or we're not. We can't be loving and hateful at the same time, nor even in patches. We need God to help us to be the best we can be. We need God to guide our raw ambition into profitable channels to make us better partners, citizens, and disciples. And surely we should seek for God's will in our lives, saying, Thy will be done, not my will. What a privilege and pleasure it is for us to share ambition with God and to be useful to Him in fulfilling His ambitions. So I leave you now with this last song to chew over. This is Roger Patterson from Saltcoats. Bye for now.
I'm caught alone, waking up to the sunrise and the radio. Feels like I'm tied up, what's holding me? Just praying today will be the day I go free. I wanna live like there's no